Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 11. We had a powerful, powerful conversation regarding prayer, just the needs around it, and the overall effectiveness of powerful prayer. So, you know, as always, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please hit the subscribe button and like, comment, and please share with your family and friends. Now, today's conversation, we're going to title this, The Complexities of Being Gifted. The Complexities of Being Gifted. And this conversation is about a number of things. It's about giving the wrong people access to you. It's about understanding that the more gifted you are, the more misunderstood you'll be. And that's so just prominent because just starting off with the access piece, right? I think as people who are gifted, have multiple talents, you know, gifts, things that we're good at, things that we're called to do, everybody can't go with you. And that's a sad reality because a lot of times most of us, we feel like we owe people something. We feel like we should bring people along the way. But as you begin to elevate just naturally and just physically alone, the air gets thinner. And as that air gets thinner, everybody is not able to elevate at that level with you. So you have to realize that a lot of times, sometimes the people closest to you won't see your gifts, won't support your gifts, won't even endorse your gifts. And I can prove it to you in scripture. So start off with Jesus. You know, it says in John 7:5, for his own brothers didn't believe in him. Then I'm going to go with Joseph in Genesis 35:4-5:7. It says, but his brothers hated Joseph because their father loved him more than the rest of them. They couldn't say a kind word to him. One night, Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. And essentially in that dream, Joseph had a dream that one day he would be ruler over his brothers. But what that kind of showed me, even going back to the Jesus scripture and with Joseph, is that if you're gifted and misunderstood, you're right where you're supposed to be. But I'm going to say that one more time. If you are gifted and misunderstood, you are right where you're supposed to be. Because oftentimes, people will be blind to your gift. And when they're blind to it, sometimes, like, what I believe happens is that proximity blinds people. So if I'm always around you, if I've known you all your life, sometimes you just see me for the person that you always know me to be. But if I've evolved, if I'm growing into something else, a lot of times people around me who are not close to me, who don't have that close access to me, can see the gift. But the people who have been closest to me that whole time, sometimes they're blind to it because of the proximity of closeness, right? You know, when you're close with somebody for a long time, sometimes you can't always see everything that somebody who doesn't have such an integral part of you can see. Sometimes I've noticed that people who don't even talk to me remotely on a regular basis can sometimes see things inside of me that people closest to me can't see, or at least don't speak on it, you know, or won't really acknowledge it or also affirm it. And we got to be okay being misunderstood, because that's a part of being gifted. That's a part of having a purpose. That's a part of going through life, pursuing the things that God's called you to do. So today we're going to have a very open dialogue around the complexities of being gifted, because it's a lot of things that when you are gifted, when you are somebody who is graced with a purpose, who is graced with a high call in your life, a lot of things around you won't make sense. A lot of things will be contradictions. People will support you. People will hate you. People will speak life over you. People will speak negative things over you. There's a constant kind of tug of war going on when you're a gifted person. So today I want to help you navigate that space. I want to help you be able to realize that just because I am misunderstood, people don't understand me, people don't always see my vision doesn't mean that I'm less than, doesn't mean that I'm not worthy, doesn't mean that my gift is any less than anybody else's gift. It just means that sometimes people closest to you just can't see it. So Dan and I, we're going to pivot this thing back. You know, I know it's a lot of different layers for me to talk about. So Dan, talk to me, man. What you got today?
Wow, bro. Talk to me about how do you handle those? What happens when you peak close friends or family, whatever, when you start to elevate into God's grace and blessings and you find out that they can't hold or handle that? How do you handle that situation?
Man, it's something that I'm still working with to this day. So if I'm being all the way honest, I haven't quite mastered it, but this is what I do recognize. So for me, I'm somebody, I think I have a very discerning spirit, so I can always kind of tell, but it's always things that are like, I've always known who supports me and who kind of may be a little bit iffy. But I always need certain events to kind of confirm it. So when the veil gets taken off my eyes and I see the events happen, then I grieve it first. The first thing I do is I grieve it. And I grieve it because sometimes I want to be wrong in that instance. Like I want to be like, nah, everybody can go. But I've come to accept that everybody can't go. And everybody's not meant to go because they don't have the qualifications to even breathe on that level because it's such thin air. Only few people can beat the top and go to the top. So the first thing I do is I grieve it. Then after I grieve it, I accept it. But then from there, I didn't have to pray and ask God, is this somebody who's meant to stay in my life? Or are you showing me this is a point where we got to separate? And once I kind of get the clarity on those things, then from there, I'm able to handle the relationship a whole different way. So once I kind of figure out, okay, so this person is not really all the way supportive. So what grouped up with them then? So then from there, I just realized that our relationship can only be but so much. Like it's only but so much that I can share with you, so much that I can be open with you about, because I know that you don't have my full best interests at heart. It's a little bit of, it may be a little bit envy, jealousy. And for me, what I also do, I also consider who the person is. I think about if they walk in their purpose, if they have their own insecurities, because what I realize is this: people who are walking in their purpose and they're gifted, they don't have time to criticize or be worried about what somebody else is doing, because they're so focused on what God has them doing. So when you're somebody who is not sure of yourself, not confident in your God-given identity, you're struggling with it, you have time to hate, criticize, envy, because you don't have anything that you're pursuing yourself. Mm. So once I kind of figure out who the person is, I actually have grace for them. I have grace for them. I'm like, man, you know what? This person, and sometimes it's not that they don't support. It's just that they can't support because they don't, like, they're so distraught with them that they can't be our supporting to you, because they feel like that takes away from them, not knowing that they could do the same thing if they find their niche or find their God-given identity. So for me, I have to grieve it, accept it. And then I also discern, I have grace for who the person is. And then I kind of figure out what boat they belong in. So I just ran with hoping that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Like, the aspect of you were talking about how they're so focused on what you are getting blessed with or what your favor, that they're losing their like in them that they could be cultivating a fire in.
Yes.
And when it's all in God's favor and God's grace, like, everybody can win.
Yes.
If you stick to your storyline.
Yes. So like right now, Mark, I can't do what you do. Like, if tomorrow you get a gig and we go claim you are, and you get a gig and you got to shoot Steph Curry's new documentary, I would be so happy for you. Because, like, I'm not graced to do that. Like, that's your gift. I would be ecstatic. But somebody who maybe got secure in their gift or confident in their gift would be like, how Dan get that? He only in his 20s. I've been working for the last 15 years and he ain't, you know. They were trying to find some way to like negate it or downplay it. But me, I would never do that because one, I'm so confident. I am so confident in who God's made me to be that I'm not worried about what nobody else is doing. Like, and I love to see everybody else win. I'm not like, what you do does not make me lose any sleep at night. And I would be so supportive of that for you. But somebody, if I wasn't secure in my God-given identity, I would try to find something to negate your blessing. Like, he probably not even getting paid that much for real. For real. Like, I would try to find something just to hate. And that's an evil spirit. Like, you got to get, like, I tell people, man, get the hate about your heart. Like, that's an evil spirit. Like, you can, like, you can't be a hater. Like, stop hating. Stop hating, y'all. Please. 2024, please stop hating. But no, but for real. So, like, that's what that would be like.
Wow. And the biggest thing you said was the fact that everybody got a gift.
Everybody.
Everybody has a gift.
Everybody.
A lot of people don't know how to access their gift.
And our gifts are not equal.
They're not equal. Yeah.
Like, what we got to realize is that some people are graced to do just different things. It doesn't mean they're greater. That's not what that means. That just means that we're all graced to do different things. So, like, this person could be graced to have a following of a million people. I could be graced for a following of 200 people. That doesn't make either one of us any greater than the other. Mm-hmm. And that's what people got to realize, like, it's not in the quantity of what you're doing. It's in the quality of right. impact. Like, I'm a person, I just want to make impact. Everything for me is about impact. It doesn't matter about the quality, none of that. If I touch one person, I've done my job. Like, I get a well done, get a bigger servant from God. And I think right now we're living in a time where everybody is chasing the quantity and not chasing the quality of the impact. Mm. And I just want our generation to understand that it's about the quality of the impact. It's not about the quantity. And if we get that down, then I think God can trust you with the quantity. But you got to steward and deliver quality, whatever it is you do. But I said that if you are somebody who's gifted, it's okay if your thing may not be my thing. We're not meant to do the same things. Like right now, if somebody said, like me, somebody said, bro, I build houses. I would be so happy for that because I know I'm not graced to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm not graced to be a home builder. Mm-hmm. I am graced to communicate effectively, empower, inspire, and help transform people's lives. That's what I'm graced to do. I mean, and of course, other things as well. But if we just realize that we're all graced for different things and we operate in those things, I think the world would be a way better place. There'd be less killings. There'd be less crime. We operate more out of love and not envy and jealousy.
The biggest thing that I want you to, the biggest thing I got from what you just said was, what have you done with what God has given you? Yes. What blessing have you been able to help? What have you done with, how have you been able to give back with what God has given you? And then the follow-up would be, why are you so fixed on everybody else's favor?
Yeah.
Like, we will count and try to manage and use other people's favor when we have our own favor. And we end up losing and forgetting what our favor even is. We never find it. And at the end of the day when God judges, it's like, well, at birth, you know, I assigned you this, mm-hmm. this, and this. You know, what have you done with this? And it's going to be sad to see people say, or when they look at their life, I'm like, dang, I really did look at my best friend's favor mm-hmm. and count it as mine. Or look at that, you know what I'm saying? It's just a sad society that, you know, it's a sad society for that. But you were definitely talking just then
yeah.
about that. When it comes to favor, what else can you say about, like, how to cultivate your own gift? if I don't know where my gift is, like, how do I go about finding what that thing is?
Yeah, so a number of things. I would start with a few things. I would start with things that burden you. Burden meaning something that you want to fix, something that irritates you, that you see like, man, like I wanna help bring a solution to that problem. That's the first thing. I would also look at things that come naturally kind of easy to you. Anything that comes naturally kind of easy to you is something that's worth investigating more, because I think that if you investigate more into that, you could find there's probably a level of untapped potential that you have. But I believe that if you could find those two things, like things that burden you, things that trouble you, that you want to find a solution to, and then find things that that come naturally easy to you, I think over time you'll be able to identify what your thing is. Because a lot of times our purpose is predicated on a problem. Our purpose is meant to help fix a problem. And a lot of times that problem is something that burdens us or that troubles us. So like, for example, if somebody has a passion for helping to style people, and they see a problem of like, you know what? I find that people don't have their own original style, and they want to start a clothing brand fixated on helping people find their own style. That's a solution to a problem. You know, if I see right now that young adults are losing their ways with God or don't have practical insight to be able to help navigate life, you know, I created Easy Talks to help give you practical insight because I see a problem. If you see that people have bad productions, but you also have a passion in storytelling and you want to help people have better productions and help, you know, tell people stories, you create Visions ENT. You know what I'm saying? So like, I you get what I'm going. So I'm hoping that as people hear this, you realize that your purpose is predicated on a problem that you have the answer to solve, that God has given you the answer to solve. So
in closing, when people do, when you find out, and it kind of goes to what you were talking about earlier, like, but when you find out that, you know, people aren't accepting your gifts, like, you know, continue to treat those people with grace.
Don't give them grace.
Don't return the hate. Because a lot of times when you be like, oh, they're hating, bet. And you match their energy, because that's the Western culture thing now is, oh, I'm going to match your energy. You know what I'm saying? And then we end up doing the same thing that they did. And now when it's time to answer for that, it's like your gift is now being stripped because the one good thing you did do, or that the things that you were doing that you were gifted in, you have started to invest your energy in the things that weren't building your gift up, but the thing that was attacking your gift. So now you're feeding into the negative energy that can take away, you know, from what you're actually trying to accomplish. And then you're bringing that person down, and now it's crabs in a barrel. Now it's nobody wins. And it's all worth it in the Western, you know, in our modern day society, it's all worth it because I'm going to crash out and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as they ain't winning, I ain't winning, then I guess nobody going to win. People will say that, really, when they're mad. Like, when you're really mad about something, people really like, well, as long as they ain't win, then nobody wins. Like, it is what it is. And be satisfied with that.
Ridiculous.
That's sad. Like, like, you know, you don't return that hate. You know, when the disciples went out, I think if I'm correct, when the disciples went out, the instruction was go to those, and if you're accepted into their homes, go in. If you're not accepted, dust your feet. Keep moving. So, who are you going to be?
Mic drop. It's the Easy Talk Show, and we'll see you next time for episode 13. Love, Easy.